Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. At the recent Agricultural Media Summit in Portland, Oregon, I had the opportunity to conduct a workshop on agriblogging and farm podcasting. I estimate there were almost 80 people in attendance for that session. I saw publication editors, university, ag group, advertising, and public relations agency professionals, and even someone from the broadcasting ranks. I also found more people who have their own blogs than ever before. The next morning, I facilitated a roundtable discussion on the same topic with about 12 people. I really believe there's significant interest in the use of new media technologies, as evidenced by the larger-than-normal turnout for a session at the AMS and the many people who told me they wish they could have been in my sessions. What's also interesting to me is how high the interest is in podcasting from people in the publication side of the traditional media. One of the comments I received after my session was a wish that we had had more time to spend on podcasting. I'm telling you, the lines between the traditional media breakouts is blurring fast. Online journalism using social communications mediums like blogs and podcasts is requiring reporters to know photography, video, and audio production, in addition to having good writing skills. People are expecting to find information on events and news stories immediately, not even the next day. One example of a company besides ours that's blurring those lines is Dairyline. Lee Mielke and Bill Baker are the main hosts for what has been a traditional farm report that's syndicated to radio stations. However, if you visit www.dairyline.com, you'll immediately see the words Dairyline, radio, print, internet. They're using all these mediums. On the website, you can hear their daily report, but in addition to that, Bill just started a blog, which you can link to from their homepage. Bill is also testing a podcasting format as well. He was one of the people attending my session at the AMS, and I interviewed him for our World Dairy Diary news blog, since we post a weekly market wrap-up that's produced by Dairyline. Here's a segment of that interview. One of the regular weekly features that we have on World Dairy Diary is the Dairyline Markets in Review. And that's something that you prepare and send to us. We really appreciate that. And I thought that perhaps our visitors might like to hear from Dairyline and maybe even learn a little bit more about what you do. So I think maybe the first place to start is to tell us just a little synopsis of what Dairyline and Dairyline Radio is.
Well, sure, and thanks for having me on the podcast. We could talk a little bit about the daily features. It changes up every day. Monday, we have Dairy Management Incorporated, and they talk about the dairy checkoff. Tuesday, we break down the markets. We have a market analysis with Alan Levitt from the CME's Daily Dairy Report. On Wednesday, we feature a new product. We have a new product watch, or perhaps we'll talk with Jim Tillison of the Alliance of Western Milk Producers. Sometimes we'll have IDFA on Wednesday, so we'll rotate a program there. Thursdays, the National Milk Producers Federation is on. Usually Chris Galen talks a lot about what National Milk is up to across the country. And on Friday, Dairy Profit Weekly, editor Dave Natsky updates us on what the Dairy Profit Report's all about.
Well, it's good, and it's timely, and it's information that you not only can get, I guess, online, you've got a website, too, where people can find you, but you're doing this report and it's airing on radio stations. Tell us a little bit about where you can hear Dairyline.
Well, we're on 90 plus radio stations across the country and over 30 states, so we're reaching as many dairy producers as we can. We understand there are less than 70,000 out there, and we're trying to hit each and every cow out there. We're hitting about, you know, a little over 5 million cows, and those that can't hear us that are in areas that aren't on the radio can always go to our website, dairyline.com, and listen to the MP3 of the program. We also convert some of those stories into text format.
Anything else you'd like dairy producers to know about Dairyline?
Well, we're always on the website at dairyline.com. We're going to be starting some new innovative things with podcasting, and we're going to have a blog that you can go to and see some daily posts as well. So look for us at World Dairy Expo. We're going to be having a presence there as well at the Dairyline Dining Hall this year. And stop by and say hello, and who knows, you could win a free iPod.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. We advocate the blogging and podcasting, or as I like to say, agriblogging and farm podcasting. I think what Bill Baker is doing is what we're going to see more and more of. As more farmers get broadband internet connections and realize they can get more information in a timely fashion than is currently available through traditional media outlets, they're going to turn to the new media options. And that's why ZimCom New Media was formed and what we're committed to developing for our own online projects as well as that of our clients. That's the ZimCast for this week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the ZimCast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.